past president of the Missouri Bar, 2009-2010, and I'm currently serving as the treasurer for the Missourians for Fair and Impartial Courts Committee.
Okay, the Missouri Bar led a very spirited attack on Amendment 3 in this campaign, and you've gotten pretty good results so far based on the partial returns that we've seen. It looks like it's going down to a very large defeat. Are you satisfied with the results that you're getting, that you're seeing from the ballots that have been counted?
Well, we are. I think it appears that about 3 out of 4 Missourians believed that Amendment 3 was a bad idea, and they voted against it. That's certainly our view of this misguided and poorly conceived proposal to change merit selection from a plan that since 1940 has produced fair and impartial judges to a plan that would have basically made judges political cronies of the governor. And I think most Missourians saw through this misguided idea and soundly defeated the proposal.
But I talked to your successor as the president of Barr just a couple of weeks ago, and he strongly feels that this isn't going to be the end of this issue, that the people who want to make this kind of change are going to be back in the legislature next year, and perhaps with something even more far-reaching in making changes in the courts. Do you see that happening even with this result?
Well, that's quite possible. You know, the proponents of Amendment 3 basically gave up when I think they did their polling and recognized that most people in Missouri like our current system of judicial selection. They then announced that they're going to try to promote an idea where we would directly elect all of our judges, including Supreme Court judges. Well, they tried that in 2010 when I was president of the bar, and they tried to go through an initiative process where they had to get enough signatures to get on the ballot. They failed miserably. That told me then that Missourians aren't interested in turning our judges into politicians. They like the idea that our judges are selected based upon merit and intelligence and integrity and not political parties or partisan interests. And so they can try it in 2 years. I would suspect that the result in 2 years will be the same as it was in 2010. Missourians want judges to be selected based on merit and not money or partisan politics.
The proponents basically left the field to you guys during this campaign. Do you think that the numbers would be appreciably closer if the proponents had continued to campaign for passage of this?
You know, I'm not sure. It's difficult to predict an event that didn't occur. Before we began campaigning, we went out and asked an awful lot of Missourians what they thought about our core plan. And we were convinced that a solid majority of Missourians supported our current method of judicial selection and did not support the idea that was presented in the form of Amendment 3. I believe that the proponents of Amendment 3 did their own polling and concluded the same as we did, which was that Missourians aren't interested in a change that would politicize our courts. And you know, they might have spent, I think for the proponents to have had any chance of being successful, they would have had to have spent millions and millions of dollars on a campaign of misinformation, because that's the only way they're going to be able to convince Missourians that our current system is failing when for 72 years it's been a wild success. We've had more than 30 states in the country adopt a form of our method of judicial selection, which I think is a testament to the success of our plan and something that all Missourians should be very proud of.
You know, I've noticed in the last several years in the legislature and elsewhere that lawyers, especially trial lawyers, have come under extreme criticism by people who want to see the courts changed. Why do you think lawyers, the legal profession, has come under the kind of attack it has come under from people who want to make this kind of a change in our court system?
Well, I think it's very simple. There are some in this country who want to be able to control judges just as they control the other politicians or politicians in general, the governor's office or state legislatures. They can't do that with the nonpartisan court plan because money And politics don't enter into judicial selection in Missouri. If money and politics become an issue in judicial selection, then people can control who judges are, you know, what judges are selected. And so the attack is simple. They attack lawyers and they attack trial lawyers. But Missouri voters understand that's just not true. And the fact is that it's all lawyers who appear in court who like our current system. It's not just the plaintiff's bar, it's the defense bar. The defense bar has been among our most fervent supporters. If the plaintiff's bar was so much in charge of our court system, then the defense bar should be up in arms. But they're not. They are lockstep in support of our current method of judicial selection. And that's because our system produces fair and impartial courts and judges. And that's what any lawyer wants when he goes into the courtroom. Nobody wants a set, and everybody wants an ability to present their case and have an opportunity to achieve a fair and impartial result. That's what we've had in Missouri for 72 years, and there is no reason to change that.
You're going to have to continue public education campaigns because this isn't going to go away, apparently.
No question about that, and we're prepared to do it. And it's something that I think is very important, and an awful lot of people in this state believe it's very important, and we're happy to do it. The voters of this state, the citizens of this state deserve to know that they have the best judicial selection system in the United States.